That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And if you're a mechanic and you're in charge of fixing my car, but instead you just take it for like weeks and weeks, you never get it fixed, and you get it back, and then there's 1,000 miles that have been driven on the car.
Oh, go for a spin. Nice. That's, sounds like Ferris Bueller or something like that.
All I need to know about you.
This didn't happen to you. Come on.
This happened in Florida. Here is the man talking about how upset he was that his car had all these miles when he got it back.
Mm. Well, I'm sitting here having to walk everywhere. I want the person to lose their job. I mean, that's just not right to take anybody's car like that.
It's my nightmare. And I always say, like, what's stopping a mechanic from just taking your car? And I know you have to, like, trust them, but there's certain situations where you probably shouldn't trust them.
Well, listen, a test drive is one thing, but a test drive doesn't last 1,100
miles.
1,000
miles.
Yeah.
So a news reporter.
There's nothing more frustrating, too, than thinking that you're getting back your car a certain time and you don't get it back and nobody calls and they don't deliver it on time. That's the worst.
Like, I hate to generalize, but there has never been one time that they told me my car was going to be ready on a certain date and it was ready on that date.
I never leave it once. I'll sleep in your lobby before I leave the car.
Oh, I've left it there for weeks after accidents and things.
Oh, so, I've slept many times in the lobby.
They asked the mechanic who supposedly did this, a news reporter, and this was the reaction.
So it sounds like somebody was joyriding in his vehicle.
Okay, well, it wasn't me.
You know anything about that?
That guy's crazy.
He has 1,000 miles on his vehicle while it was supposed to be here fixed. Now it's not fixed. And there was women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, I don't like your attitude, weirdo.
Did he just say he didn't like the reporter's attitude?
I don't like your attitude, weirdo.
You planted that underwear part of this story. Get out of here. Right. Get out of here.
Can you imagine? And you get your car back and there's women's underwear in the back seat. Like, what? That is all I need to know about you.
We're generalizing. It could have been a woman who joyrided that car. All right? We don't know. Okay? And then she was changing after some sort of incident. Or maybe she went to the gym. We just don't know at this point.
If you're a shady mechanic, that's all I need to know about you.
If you drive in the rain to and from work without ever putting on your windshield wipers because you believe that the rain just beads off well enough for you to drive at 80 miles per hour, that's all I need to know about you. Turn on your wipers. Turn on your wipers. Now, also, I will say this. Don't tell me how to operate my wipers if you're in the car, though. Because I'm not a high guy. Are you a high guy with the wipers? Are you a low setting? Or are you an intermittent?
I do it based on how hard it's raining, like a normal person.
No. I mean, for me, I'll push the delay as far as it can go. But don't tell me to turn it on high or something like that.
My husband is a Rain-X fanatic.
Oh.
So he puts like 37 coats. And then when
it
rains.
The infomercial?
Oh, my gosh. When it rains, he's like, look, babe.
Look.
Look, babe. Look.
Look.
Look. You can see perfectly clear. You don't even need these wipers.
I've never taken the time to do anything like that in my life. Like, if you're at the auto car wash and it's like, spray this on. I spray the entire car with the Rain-X.
Oh, no. It's like his it's like his part-time job to go outside
like
and
Rain-X
our front windshields. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.